Okay, five words for Parshas Tazria, Mitzorah, double Parsha. Our learning should be Leili Nishmas, my grandfather, Reuven ben Chaim, whose yahrzeit was yesterday in Shabbos Kodesh, Chavo of Nisan. Pasuk says our first three words will actually be about Bris Milah on Pasuk Perek Yubeis, Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk says, V'yom Hashmini Yimol Besar Aloso. And on the eighth day, you should get rid of the foreskin. The Baal Term has a fascinating idea. The Baal Term says, if you look at the letters, if you look at the words and letters in the pasuk uveyom hashmini yimol basar alaso, it's the same amount of words and same amount of letters as another pasuk in the Torah. Which other pasuk in the Torah does it have the same amount of words and letters, 22 and 5? Which, I mean, one it could be that this one is 23 and the other pasuk is 22. But you know, we could be a one off. And there's five words in this pasuk. What's the other pasuk? The other pasuk is in Bereshis Beis Aleph, Aichulu Hashman Va'aretz V'chol Tzva'am. And right, the pasuk that talks about the introduction of Shabbos says the Baal Torah. Why is it that these two pasukim have the same amount of letters and words? To teach you, as the Gemara tells us on Shabbos, Kuzlamet Beis Amad Aleph, Shemila Docha Shabbos. That Mila, that whenever a Bris Mila falls on Shabbos, we know that it's a famous idea, especially the whole parak named after it in Masechta Shabbos. And when a Bris Mila falls on Shabbos, it actually pushes off Shabbos. Don't think you don't do it; you actually do it on Shabbos. How do I know that? Because the Baal Torah says it's a nice remez, has the same amount of letters and words in this pasuk in Perek Yubeis Gimel and Tazria, and the same amount of letters and words in Bereishis Beis Alf. Very interesting idea. Moving on in the pasuk, so the Or Chaim HaKadosh has the axe. A great, great question. And the Sefer Ol Aryeh quotes it. He says, if we look at the word Ubayom Hashmini, there's an extra letter in the word Ubayom. Just write Bayom Hashmini. What's Ubayom? What's the Vav coming to include? So he says an amazing idea. He says, what does a Vav do? Vav is a Vav Achibor. It connects to the thing before and the thing right now. What was the halachas that we're talking about right before Bris Milah? We're talking about Nida. We talk about the Parsha of Nida. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, you want to know why it says Ubayom, why the extra Vav there? It's coming to teach you that Mila and Nida are very much connected. Ki zeh toli bezeh. If you keep the Hilchos of Nida, if a person guards every single halacha in the Hilchos of Nida, what's going to happen? Yosef l'schus asos mitzvos Mila. What's going to happen? It's going to be a schus for you. It's going to be a merit for you that one day you're going to be able to do a bris Mila yourself. So Dafka, why they have the Vav? The Vav is coming to teach you that Nida, right before Mila, is coming to teach you that if you're Zocha, if you keep the Halachos of Nida, you'll be Zocha, be able to keep the Inyan of Bris Mila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless you with a baby boy. Very interesting idea. Moving on, fascinating idea, the Sefer Ol Aryeh quotes from the Marsha. So now we're talking about Bris Mila. So the Gemara tells us in Nedarim, Dafla Mebeis, how great Mila is. She'amale Mila, if it wasn't from the mitzvah of Mila, Lone is sky mushalayim va'aretz. The world, the heaven and earth wouldn't be able to keep up, to be kept up. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Ask the Hilga Marsha, ask the Rishon Marsha. If the whole world stands upon the mitzvah of Mila, why is it in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yudches, we just talked about it this Shabbos, it was Perek Aleph, for those learning Pirkei Avos, the Afka, it says in the Mishnah, Al Shoshet Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam, the world stands on three things. Al ha'emes, on truth, al din, on judgment, al hashama, on peace. But the Tana left out Mila. The Gemara says very clearly, the world stands upon Mila. The Mishnah says the world stands upon emes, truth, din, and judgment, and shalom, peace. Where's Mila here? Says the Halakha Marsha, an amazing idea. Don't think. The Mishnah and the Gemara are talking about two different things. The Mishnah is talking about Mekayme Olam Shobed Adam Lechavero. The Mishnah is talking about the world of interpersonal relationships, that without having proper truth and proper judgments and proper peace, then the world of Ben Adam Chaver would collapse. But when we have Emes, and we have Din, we have Shalom, then the world of Ben Adam Chaver can go on. The world of Ben Adam Lamakum, what keeps the world Ben Adam Lamakum going? Right? What keeps the Ben Adam Lamakum, blood of the DNA of the world? That's the mitzvah of Mila. As the pasuk says, Im lo bisi yomam v'layla, chukah shemayim v'eretz lo samti. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, without this Mila, nothing would be able to go on. It's a great question by the Marsha. The Gemara says that Mila keeps the world going. The Mishnah says only three things. No, says the Marsha. Three things, and the one thing talking about separate things. The three, din, emes, din, and shalom, are talking about ben adam l'chaveru. And finally, we know, at the end of the day, mitzvah of Mila is talking about ben adam lamakom. At the end of the day, just before we go on to our fourth idea, we know that they are two interconnected things. There's no such thing as just ben adam lechaver or ben adam lamakom. We firmly believe that there's two coins to the avodas Hashem. As Lubavitch Rebbe, so you know, once always famously said, he said his cup of tea with his wife every single day was just as important as putting his tefillin on. Meaning, at the end of the day, his ben adam lechaver with his wife was just as important as putting his tefillin on. And we know how machbid Lubavitches are with the mitzvah of tefillin. I thought that this would be very apropos. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four, we go on, we talk about the Indian of Se'esu, Sapachas, or Baharis. And just moving on, you're Gimel, Gimel. In the next parak, we talk all about the different types of spotting, different types of tzaras, all the different types of spots. So Sefer O'Ari quotes Rabbi Saul Salanter. This is an amazing idea. He says, you know, usually in Bamidbar, we always get, Rashi's always saying why this parsha goes to this parsha. But Rabbi Saul Salanter also brings it up over here. Why is it, says Rabbi Saul Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement, why is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu found it worthy, the beginning of Parshas Tazria, we talk about the Nega'im, we talk all about Lashon Hara, we talk all about all the spottings, all the blemishes that a person has on their skin. And right before this, in the end of Shemini, we talk about all the Machalos Asuros, all the things a person can't eat. What does the spottings, these Nega'im, these spottings have to do with Machalos Asuros? Says Rabbi Saul Salanter, fascinating idea. Rabbi Saul Salanter said, the same way a person has to be careful with what goes into his mouth, with what's kosher, what has the proper hechsher, the same way a person has to be careful what comes out of his mouth, with l'isor lashon hara and l'chilas, right? What was the whole meaning? The Gemara says, what's the whole reason why a person gets the ras for lashon hara? Why is it, says Rabbi Saul Salanter, in the end of Shemini, it talks about the machalos asuros, the things you can't eat, and the beginning of Tazria talks about all about the tzaras, all different types of spottings, to teach you, just like as you're so careful. You're so careful, you're so strict about not making sure when you go away for Pesach, or making sure when you go away for the summer, you have a heksher. How much more so, how just as important as it is to make sure the things come out of your mouth are also kosher, also very oyudic, and very have the right heksher. Which I think goes very well with the idea we just said, number three. We just said the idea from the Marsha, at the end of the day, ben adam lechaver, ben adam lemakom. Don't be so focused on your ben adam lemakom, everything food is heksher, and then start talking lashon hara, your ben adam lechaver is nothing. You make sure that the things that go into your mouth, ben adam lemakom, and your ben adam lechaver, the things that come out of your mouth, are equal and strong. Moving on now to the fifth and final idea for this week's five vorts. The Pasuk says in Perek Yidal, Pasuk Lamed Vav, and this is the one idea from Metzor, but really everything really is connected. Higila Kohen Lemor Kenegali Kenegali Babayas. They tell the Kohen a very interesting thing. They say something like an affliction has appeared to me in the house. Actually, it's not Pasuk Lamed Vav, it's Perek Yidal, Pasuk Lamed Hey. They tell the Kohen that something like an affliction has appeared to my house. Very, very interesting idea. And Rashi quotes it on the bottom. Afilu Tamar Chochom Sheyodeo Shu Negavada, even if he's a Torah scholar, and he knows for sure that's an affliction. Lo yisav davar bar. He shouldn't render any judgment. Lomar neger nearly. And said that it's for sure an affliction. Ella can neger nearly. He should say it looks like an affliction. And Dafka, why is it? Why is it that he has to say that it looks like it? Says the Ol Aryeh quotes the Gur Aryeh. Who is the Gur Aryeh? The Ol Aryeh is quoting the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh is the Maral on the Perish on his Torah. So he says at the end of the day, everything is dependent upon the Kohen's words. If the Kohen says that it's a nega, then it's a nega. But if he says kinega, what happens? Kozman shalo niskaka Kohen lebayis lav nega huva eich yomar nega. At the end of the day, at the whole time that he didn't say that it was for sure a nega, it doesn't have the status. At the end of the day, but the Kohen has the status to be able to make that. And the Gur Aryeh wants to be able to show you the proper, and the Ol Aryeh uses this Gur Aryeh to be able to show you, it just shows you the power of speech. That a Kohen has the power to be able to say something, just nega or kinega. As long as it's kinega, it doesn't have the status. And I think that's very, very important. We have to understand the power of our words. So let's just chazer the five words. We start off with the Baal Turim, who says, why is it that Dafka in this Pasuk, it has 22 letters and five words? Because another Pasuk in Breishas, Beis Amanav, talks about also 22 and 5, right? Not a double-double over here, but 22 letters and 5 words. Talks about Shabbos. To show you that just what we know the halach is, that when a Mila falls on Shabbos, Mila is Docha Shabbos. Moving on to idea number two, the Or Chaim HaKadosh explains why is it says, Uba Yom HaShmini, the Vav is coming to connect what? Just like we talked about Hilchas Nida right before this Bris Mila, to be able to show you that if you keep the Hilchas Nida, it's a schus, that one day you'll be Zoch to be able to make the mitzvah of Mila. Moving on to the idea number three by the Marsha. The Marsha explained, how is it the Gemara says that the world is kaim, it keeps on going, the mitzvah of milah, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says in Aleph Yud Ches, that the world stands upon three things, on din, emes, and shalom. Says the Marsha, no. Ben Adam l'chaveiro, it stands upon din, emes, and shalom. But ben Adam l'makom, it continues going with the mitzvah of bris milah. That goes very well with the Ritzal Salanter's idea. Number four, why is it the end of Shemini talks about machalos asuras, the things you can't eat, and the beginning of Tazria talks about all the things on your skin? Says the Ritzal Salanter, the same way that you're so careful about the things that come into your mouth, about eating kosher food, you have to be careful about the things that come out of your mouth. As we said, Ben Adam Malkum and Adam Chaver have to be equal status. And finally, the fifth and final idea is we said, why Dafka does the Kohen have to say Kinega? Be able to show you that even if it's a Tamach Chacham, he should still say Kinega, as Rashi quotes them in Mesachs Negam. Be able to show you that it says the Gor Ari and the Oal Ari really explains it as well. Be able to show you that everything's totally on the Kohen Gadol's status, on the words that come out of his mouth. We should be Zochav Ezra Hashem to take our Ben Adam Lamakom and Ben Adam Lachavero and the mitzvahs of Mila, the mitzvahs of Nida, and Be'ez Hashem, the din, and emes, and the shalom, and the mitzvah of speech that we have, we should be zoche, be able to take everything carefully, and as the Halig of Yisrael Salanter said, the same way we're careful about the things that come into our mouth, we should be careful about the things that come out of our mouth, Be'ez Hashem, especially now during this time of Sfiras Olam.